Joining me on this edition of Our Town, our three guests, Harlan Springer, Susie Lacer, and Kristen Anderson. We're going to talk about arts and economic prosperity today. And Harlan, just kind of give me a brief overview of what is happening. I know this began May 1st. Tell me a little bit about it.
First of all, the whole concept here is that the arts mean business. A lot of times people think that the arts are just nice but not really necessary. And why should we support them? Do they have any impact on the local community? And so this study, which is happens every 5 years, there's a group called Americans for the Arts. It's a national group. And so this study goes on nationally every 5 years. And this year, there's going to be 387 communities across the country that will participate in this. And there'll be 20 communities here in Oregon that will participate. And what happens is people are surveyed at actual arts and cultural events, like here at the FEC or City Light Cinema or at the Crow performances. And they are given a survey. And it's a very quick survey. It takes about 3 or 4 minutes to complete. And it asks them where they came from, you know, how much money did they spend on dinner or stay overnight or whatever they did. And so we then gather that data and we roll it up. And that gives us then, over a year's period of time, the actual economic impact of the arts in this area. As an example, the last time this study was done in 2016, in the state of Oregon, it showed that almost $700 million is spent on the arts and culture every year. And right up the road here in Lincoln County, it's about $10 million. It also affects about 270 jobs. So this is real. I mean, these numbers are real. This is what people spend when they come to a cultural event. And the significant thing about local businesses is every time somebody comes to a local cultural event, they spend about $43 a person on local businesses, restaurants, bars, souvenir shops. So everybody benefits. And the community benefits, the local businesses benefit. And the data that comes out of this for organizations like FRA and others, they are able to generate data as they apply for grants that would help them explain the importance of what they're doing in their community. So it helps everybody. Helps the local economy, helps local nonprofit groups, helps grant writers like Susie, right. And it helps everybody who's involved here. So it's kind of a win-win-win.
Plus, it not meaning to dredge up anything, but it also provides ammunition for when you want to spend money on the arts in a particular community.
Sure, sure. It proves that the arts do give back to the community, that people come. They come for arts events, and they stay and spend money in the community. And so that justifies any spending that's done on the arts.
And I imagine that even though we're not necessarily a huge metropolitan community here, the impact that we have, whether it's arts generated through art events or arts that are contributed to from tourism, those monies all kind of say the same thing about the arts in town.
Well, yeah, they say that people want to support the arts. And they say that people are willing to travel. One of the questions on the survey is, you know, where did you come from? And what we've found in the study done in the past is that people are traveling specifically to come to arts and cultural events. They come for, like, the Second Saturday Gallery Tour that FRA participates in, along with Backstreet and others. They come for FEC performances, Crow performances. The Home Show, for example, when it comes up this next spring, will be involved there. So, you know, all of these things show that people want to have the arts and culture as part of their lives. And most importantly, what this shows is it actually has an economic impact.
Now, when it comes to grant writing, what kind of information do you glean from specifically when you approach writing a grant for a particular arts or cultural event?
One of the big advantages of this study is that this will provide actual local data, which is really hard to find in small rural areas like we are. So finding accurate local data that reflects the local population is super important in making a case when you're writing for grants. So, and what it proves for grants, the thing is you need to establish the need. So with this study, we're going to have hard data that shows the economic impact of arts and culture events in our region. So that makes a compelling case to the grant funders that there is a need for this and that they should support it.
Annually, how much would you say money is brought in through grants for arts?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Thousands, tens of thousands that I would know of here locally. But I don't know. Harlan might have a better idea on that.
No, it is. It's probably locally, it's in the tens of thousands because, you know, FRA has received grants. Crow receives grants. You know, I'm on the Oregon Arts Commission. And as an example, during the pandemic in the last 2 years, we passed out some $2.5 million worth of grant monies. That's over and above the almost $2.5 million that we pass out anyway. So grants are a big business in Oregon. And in the last couple of years, it's been pretty hard on the artists, been pretty hard on everybody. But the Arts Commission has partnered with FRA and others to try to get as much money as we can out to the local nonprofits. And that's why Susie's pretty busy these days, because there's lots of people asking for grant money.
Yeah. Now, what about FRA and the participation that it has in the arts and the community? I mean, obviously, you guys are involved in almost everything that has to do with arts and cultural entertainment.
Yes, and that's one of our goals, is to help foster art in the community to, you know, raise the economic value here. We are also, as they mentioned, a big recipient of grants. So we try and get grants each year to put art into the schools. And a big one we've done the last couple of years is put art into the assisted living homes, because we feel very strongly that art helps them emotionally and physically stay able for a longer period of time. And so we give the supplies and we provide videos because of COVID. And they do them and enjoy them and hang them up and ask for more. And so we feel that that's one way we can help the community in general. And it's all thanks to the grants. And so being able to have this data to help me apply will be valuable.
Well, I think that's cool that that the senior facilities are now, well, I'm sure that there were probably artists in senior facilities all along, but having the extra input and the extra help from FRA has probably really changed, you know, a lot of people's outlook, you know, in their senior years there.
Yeah, and some of these people who do it are not even artists. They've probably never held a paintbrush in their life. So we try and make things as simple and easy as possible. So an example, one video, they were making tree branches, and John used foil for them to actually dab in the paint and put the branches on the trees. They thought that was the coolest thing in the world. But it keeps them, their, you know, hands busy, their minds busy. So it's just, you know, has a valuable input for them.
Well, if he hadn't passed away, I could see Bob Ross sitting in the senior there, still painting trees and landscapes and all that stuff right there. So this is a year-long process. All right. So you're going to be going to different events around town that are art and culture related, talking to people. You want people to know this because you don't want them kind of not really to be freaked out, but to know why you're coming up
exactly
to them.
We, first of all, some people are just like are survey weary. You know, everybody's asking for your help. And so what we have to emphasize, and we'll have about 10 seconds to do it when we talk to the people as they come out, is that this is important to the arts organizations. It's important that we all understand, you know, what this really means, so that we stop having a debate about whether arts are really contributing or not. So you're going to see us at things like City Lights events, special events there. You'll see us at the FEC. You'll see us at the library. You'll see us at FRA and other places where they're doing the Second Saturday tour. You're going to see us in many places over the next year.
Including like art dedications and things like that?
Yes, okay. Yes. Any kind of cultural event. So what we would ask is a couple of things. One is take a few minutes. It takes about 4 minutes to do this survey. It's, you know, it's just check the boxes and write down a few numbers. And it's all anonymous, so, you know, nobody's going to call you up or anything. And the second thing we would like to say while we're here is that we need some volunteers to help us pass out these surveys. So if you can give us a few hours here and there to help us just be at an event for a while and pass out a survey, that would be awesome. And then what will happen is next September, we will get the actual data back for the Florence region. And when that happens, we will share that with everybody. And it will show us exactly what the arts mean here. So this is very important. And we hope that the community will support this. And when they see us at an event, by the way, if you come to one event and you fill out the survey, and then a few months later, you're at another event and we're there, it's okay. It's a different event. just because you've done it once for one event. Each event is specific.
So art lovers are probably going to tend to fill out more than one survey, is what you're saying.
Well, we hope as many people as in the community fill it out, you know. So, yeah, because it is important. It is important that we find out exactly what the arts and culture mean.
Now, is this survey only available at those kind of events? I mean, in other words, a person can't sit there and go, well, I'm an art lover. I didn't get to fill one out. Can they do it post-op? No,
it's specifically designed for the impact of events. In other words, what did this event produce in the community?
Right.
Did you come just for this event, or what did you spend for this event? That's also why, in the survey, you need to do it at the event. You can't take it home with you, because they found out that if people take these things home, they kind of forget what they spent and what they did and all that. So we're going to ask that they spend a few minutes there and do the survey on site.
All right. What other things might you know before we finish up here might people want to know?
You'll see us. We have a banner that you'll see it at each of the events that we're at. We're gonna have the banner, and we'll have lanyards that will identify us. We're going to be at Roadie Days, for example. We'll have a little table down at Gazebo Park. We'll be at the car show. We're going to be at events like that over the next year. So look for us, and please fill out our survey.
All right. Now, as far as volunteers go, how can they contact you to become a volunteer?
They can contact me at my email, which is harlens@comcast.net, or they can contact any of the members of the steering committee. You've met a couple of them today, Susie Lacer and Kristen Anderson. Bettina Hannigan is also on the committee, as is Mary Beers and Jesse Dolan from the Oregon Coast Visitors Association.
And Joe Beaudreau
from Beaux Arts.
Yeah, we can't forget Joe. There you go. All right, Harlan Springer, Susie Lacer, Kristen Anderson, thank you so much. We'll get this word out, and appreciate what you're doing, because, as we all know, one of the first things that tend to go when crunches come is arts, and that's probably the saddest thing that we can say about that, because it's a very important part of our culture. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity here.
Thank you. Thanks, George.
Coming up next in Our Town, Patrick Lewis and Colin Morgan will talk the Letter Carriers Food Drive, Stomp Out Hunger, on the May edition of Our Town.